Case number 12,524, Linda Reichel and Ann Fang seek variances from the separation distance requirement for proposed and existing structures, section 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Prince Street within the Camelot Meadows Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19676 Prince Street. Rehoboth Beach Zoning District is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 304, Unit Number 56145. The applicant is seeking a 9.9-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for an existing foundation and the proposed sunroom for that foundation was built for, and then included, based on the survey that was submitted, is a 0.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for a set of existing steps. There was one letter of support, zero letter of opposition, and four mail returns.
Is the applicant here tonight? Please come forward. Good evening. Would you please be sworn in with Mr. Sharp?
Good evening. Can you state your name? You step to the mic so we can catch you on the microphone.
And phones.
And your address?
19676 Prince Street, Rehoboth Beach.
Thank you.
John. Linda Reichel, 19676 Prince Street, Rehoboth Beach.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
And I do see a gentleman back there also.
Do you want contract?
Come with you.
Yeah.
Is he what should be sworn into?
Yes.
Okay. Bring him up. We'll swear him in also. Can you state your name and address, sir?
Alejandro Cornell, 34341 Summerlin Drive, apartment 305, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. You would please, the floor is yours, you can state your case.
We wanted to build a sunroom onto our trailer, and it was our understanding that there was a 20-foot setback rule, so we thought we had followed that. We got the building permit, the footers were approved by the county, and then we were informed that it wasn't going to work because the front of our addition, we started after the back of the neighbor's addition, so we would have the 20 feet. We didn't realize that it had to be diagonal 20 feet. So on the front end, we are short of 20 feet. My contractor could probably explain, I don't know all the language that well, but he could probably explain what had happened. So the footer was approved, and then we found out that it shouldn't have been.
Did you write these?
Yes,
can
I
you
did.
Read the, can you go through those each uniqueness of property, all five of those variances, or all five of those criteria, please?
Okay, so you just want me to read what I wrote?
Yes, ma'am.
And starting where?
You can just read number one, uniqueness of property, and you can go through your statement.
Okay, uniqueness of property. Our blueprints were approved, and we were granted a building permit to build an addition to our home on October 26, 2020. Louis Walls of the county came to our home, met with Alex, our contractor, did the measurements, and approved the footers. I have an attached page here. Okay. We later learned that the front corner of our structure is not 20 feet diagonally from the corner of our neighbor's addition. Since we, as well as Mr. Walls, were not aware of the 20-foot diagonal setback rule, we thought we were in compliance, since we are 22 feet from the neighbor's structure. Should I go with number two?
Yes, please.
Okay. Since our addition does not comply with the 20-foot diagonal setback rule, we cannot continue to build our addition without a variance. Number three, we were not aware of the diagonal setback rule. We assumed we were approved to build the addition as long as we complied with the ongoing county building inspections. Number four, This addition will not alter the appearance of the neighborhood. Our neighbor at 19682 Prince Street, Marion Torres, does not have a problem with our addition and hopes we are approved. Attached is a letter from Ms. Torres. Number five, we only require the variance due to the front corner of our addition not complying with the diagonal setback rule. The remainder of the addition is in compliance with the 20-foot setback regulations. I think that's it.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to that?
Is there anything else?
Otherwise, you can state how you want to state it, and you said that he might have some more information for us. I was just going to have you two state what you needed to state, and then I was going to bring him up.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have. We gave pictures of, you should already have the pictures of the corner we're talking about and the letter from the neighbor.
So I do have a question before you sit back down.
Yes.
There is a building permit here. Did you sign that building permit?
I know I have it in my window at home. Well, I can't remember if there was a place to sign it, if I signed it or not.
Okay.
I know we have the permit. I know it's been, the day we got it, when Alex brought it over to us, we put it on the window, the front of the home.
Okay. Well, maybe he would know better.
Okay.
If you would, is that all you have?
Yes.
Okay. We'll bring him, we'll have you ladies sit down and we'll bring him forward.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
When my client, Mr. Funes, we started having this conversation about this addition. We became in checking the process with the Camelot Association first before we move into the county. The first paper that the Camelot Development provide to them, you might have a copy. It was this, with no numbers. These are written for me that I present the first time when I started coming here after we learned from the park manager that we were not gonna be approved. Which is, I was surprised for me, because when we started the process for the prints, the manager from the park came to the property and have a conversation with them. And he pointed out that if they were going to build something, the only thing that they had to make sure was being the 5-foot setback, which is the 10 for each property, and make sure that they were gonna pass the addition for the left side property. Then after that, he communicated to them like, you should have no problem. After the consultation with the Camelot manager, we became to the process in doing the blueprints, which is I submitted after a week and a half or 2 weeks. They were approved, we started the process of the footings. And same thing, we did the footings. I met the inspector on place, and he approved. After we started getting ready for framing, the park manager just drove by and told Mrs. Funes that you're not gonna get your CO because you are too close to this structure. And since back then, I've been going back and forth trying to find a solution on this matter. At the same, When we submitted the paperwork for the variance, the Merstone consultants, they were having a hard time trying to get information from the park at the same time because their records, that there is nothing showing in there the properly lines per each lot. According to this, which is what they gave to the to the Merstone consultants, this is all the information that they provide. And according to the county records, if we start to counting the lots divided by here, we start counting that it's already 11 houses in there. But on the county records, that's 11 houses on the whole street. So there is something in there that we just don't quite can understand. If he's so worried about it, which is in one point of view, I appreciate that, because otherwise we would have a finished addition, but they cannot use it. So on that matter, I'm thankful for it. But at the same time, we just can understand that why the situation is we are in this situation. If my customer consult to them before we started with this process. So the copy that I have from the county records, it's showing us on Prince Street, it should be 10 houses or 10 lots.
Yeah, but look, we're looking at this lot individually right now and where it is based on the lot that's next to you. We're not concerned with any of the other lots on that street, just where this is, as opposed to where your neighbors in the diagonal measurement, where that is. I do see, did you sign for the building permit?
I submitted the paperwork, yes, sir.
Okay. Is your phone number, no, never mind. I'm trying to figure out how I could distinguish whether this was you or not. Does he have that paperwork, Mr. Sharp?
I think he just said he signed the
building permit, did you not?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so that's your signature?
Yes, sir.
Jenny, can you explain that a little bit more? The inspector come out and inspected the footers and approved it?
Yes. Let me take a look at that. The footer inspection passed on October 26th.
So, but it's not really let the setbacks in, right?
Correct. They found, they came back out on November 12th. And I think that's where they discovered that at the diagonal of the corner of the proposed addition and the neighboring property and their addition is only going to be 10.2 feet apart and not the 20-foot requirement.
So the county approved it to start off with.
They approved the footer.
Approved the footer so they can go ahead and put the blocks up.
Yeah, then they went back out and discovered that they weren't compliant with the 20-foot separation. And then he immediately started the process of trying to get a variance. I think some of the explanation he's trying, I think there's some difficulty out there on where the lot lines are. And Merstone, it took some time. That's the only reason there's been so much time between.
So the inspector didn't know where the lot lines were either then, I guess.
But that had to be determined, right?
Yeah.
By the okay.
Ms. Norwood, is the 20-foot diagonal requirement called out on the permit document?
It's listed that there's a 20-foot separation requirement between manufactured homes and any additions. Doesn't specify.
But it doesn't diagonal. Say it on the building permit itself.
Not at a diagonal. It just states 20.
Okay, so we call out for the front, the side, and the rear setback, but we don't say anything about a diagonal.
It just says it's a 20-foot separation.
Yeah, it says distance from any other mobile home or accessory structure. So that is identified on there. I think it says 22 feet.
Yes, it's mentioned in 20 feet.
That should be the height.
So, yeah, we...
I see maximum building height, but then I see up above, distance from any other.
The 22 is an error.
Yeah, but it does show the separation distance on the permit. It just is wrong on the other end. It's not shorter, it's longer.
Understand. Thank you.
Your steps, they're not protruding any further. They're going off the sides as I read your...
The steps are going to stay the way that they are, because that's how the house it got set up, and for the variance between the steps and the neighbor's addition, they are under the 20 feet. They are 19 and a change, 19.5 feet. So right there at the beginning, this is, I noticed when we get the survey for the property, they got marked. So the difficulty on here is, or one of the issues is the both sides of the properties and the my customer property, they are set in different directions. So I think in one of my drawings or paperwork, the one with the three mobile homes drawn, I measure it with my laser. With the left side property, the front is a 35 feet and 1 inch separation, and 16 feet long mobile home. The end is a 37 feet 7 inches. With the right side, it's only 29 feet 9 inches. So it's... And like I mentioned, when we started this process, we consult to the Camelo HOA. What can they get? And according to their word, that's how we became submitting this paperwork.
So clarification, the steps for the existing steps are the ones that are coming out away from the addition.
Correct.
Proposed addition.
Right. And I would guessing if they were placed the same time as the manufactured home, that CO was issued for the home with the existing steps. We just included that today to try to clean up that while he was here.
But none of these proposed steps will be reaching into this, correct?
Right.
And your steps, like you had said, they're coming off, from what the way I read this, it comes off both sides, meaning one out towards the back and one towards the front. Correct.
Yeah, if you are looking at the blueprints that I submitted, the rear steps are coming down from a sliding door, mm-hmm. and the front ones are the existing ones.
Okay.
We're not going to pass that 4 feet that is already built on that. That's why if on this on the blueprints that I got, that is where the foyer is. We are using the 4 feet that is already in there, just make it deep or longer towards the back of the house to pass the neighbor's structure. But they're still going to be the same.
I think steps. What I'm guessing is the steps to the rear of the sunroom will not need a variance because they're going to meet the separation distance requirements. The steps that are on the front that are the issue.
The front ones are going to stay the way that the house got set up on the property, yes.
Okay, but you're also having some new steps come from the sunroom.
The ones on the rear side of the addition, yes. Yeah. On the prints, it shows a sliding door. So those are coming, not from the side, but they're straight down.
Sure. And the ones to the rear, well, we're not talking about them. They don't need a variance.
No.
So there is no new steps on the front of the new addition?
No, we're going to use the existing ones.
Right, that are on the existing house.
We're just going to close it up or make a four-season entry.
Right.
Approaching the existing steps.
Right, so there's only one set of steps on the new addition?
On the front, yes.
Jamie, you don't need the variance for that one then, would you?
Well, we don't know if there was a CO issued for the existing steps.
Oh.
If we didn't have the sunroom issue, it could have been handled administratively because it would only be a 0.3.
Okay.
But because we're here for the other thing, we had that one encapsulated in it.
Okay.
And it's just that one corner of the proposed addition that is 10.2 feet from the neighbor's structure. I think as you move back, they're more likely to comply with their 25.
So the letter of support, is that from the neighbor in the blue house?
Yes, with the addition that we're starting getting too close, yes, sir. That she has no objection or any interference for her, besides that she just placed the trash cans on the side of the house.
Anything about a shed in the back or anything?
There's no variance needed for the shed to the rear. You're allowed 10 feet between two accessory structures.
Any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, and these probably are for the applicants more than for Cornejo? Did I get it?
Call me Alex.
I apologize.
No,
I was trying to go from memory.
It's okay.
But if the applicants could come up, I just had a couple quick questions for them. First off, I presume this is this the leased area? Leased land?
Leased lot.
Okay.
We own the home leased lot.
And landlords approved this as well?
That's who should have pointed out to us that the setback was by adding. We got the permit. We were informed. The maintenance man came out and I called him to get the property line. He came down and told us about the setback. So that's why we started ours after the neighbor's addition. So we started ours after her, so we would have the 20 feet. But okay. We didn't realize it had to be a diagonal. Our front corner and her back corner are not 20 feet. So, and by that time, the footer had been approved. We had pretty late to block. And then we had the county come out again, and they said, oh yeah, it has to be, we have to apply for a variance because it should be diagonally 20 feet as well.
And I take it you've not had any complaints about any of the existing steps or where this is to be proposed?
No, the steps were there when we moved there, so we had no idea that they were in compliance or not. That was there when we moved there. That's the steps that were attached to the home. The person that this would have to do with is our neighbor who did write the letter. I talked to her and she doesn't see any problem. So like I said, our addition starts after hers ends, but there is that front corner.
And is this, I presume this is needed for additional space. Is that why you're asking for this?
We have custody of our two grandchildren.
they need the extra room.
Yeah, it would be great.
And I guess I just wanted to make sure I understood this from your contractor's testimony. The drawing that we have shows the sunroom, and then there's a foyer area, and then it looks like it goes all the way to the existing steps. Is that right?
So well, we have an entrance. The existing steps that we have now will be the entrance in from the front.
Okay, so it's going to connect.
Yes.
Okay, because one survey shows a gap there, so I just want to make sure I was clear on the record.
And then our plan was to have the sliding doors in the back to get us to the back side.
Okay. And those would not need a variance because they appear to be within the 20-foot separation.
Yes.
Ms. Norwood, based on that, it would appear to me that we'll probably need the 9.8-foot variance from the sunroom to the dwelling on 93, and then that portion that connects there to that foyer area would need a 0.3-foot variance, and then steps and landing would also need a 0.3-foot. Is that consistent with what you're saying as well?
Yes, I would agree.
Okay. I should make sure we had it pinned correctly so that whatever the board decides, we have it right. So, all right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any further questions for these ladies? I think we're good.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here against this application? Can you raise your hands again, ladies? There's four total. Would any of you ladies like to speak? Okay. Whoever would like to come up, please come up and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Carolyn Farland, 36092 Ninth Street, Willard Beach, Delaware, and Camel Meadows.
Okay. And your first name again?
Carol, C-A-R-L.
Okay. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Thank you. So I've lived in Camelot now since 2009, and in our community there is part of your community lease rules that you're given when you move in, and those rules are also reinforced in newsletters. And when you're doing anything to your home, you're supposed to approach the office so that you have the opportunity to get guidance from them, a permit paper from them stating that your construction is approved by them. And it just doesn't happen. And I'm not going to say that that's an individual's fault, because there have been staffing issues at the Camelot residence office for management. They remind you of this every time they do a newsletter. My biggest opposal reason for not wanting this is because it appears in Sussex County that when one variance is approved for a setback cutback, it gets repeated. And in Sierra, the community next door, where they have smaller setbacks, every time there is a fire, it takes out multiple houses. And Dickie Lamb, who used to live in our community and is a Rehoboth Beach firefighter, explained to us that when that variance goes down to what this variance is going to be, that allows for fire jumping, not just heat damage from when there's a fire. And that's a real concern of ours. And when you drive down the street and you look at just how close the concrete is to the other property, if you're sitting there in open window weather, you're going to hear each other's TV, you're going to hear each other's conversations, trash you're going to smell on each other's houses, because it's going to be right there by the windows. But the primary reason is because of the fire hazard. They have children, we have senior people who are on fixed incomes. Nobody can afford, and nor do we want there to be any kind of a tragedy like that because a variance was approved. Also, the Homeowners Association in our park is a social organization. They have no say whatsoever in any kind of variance or building or anything that happens on anybody's property. So our biggest concern, and the reason why we're against it primarily, is because it's a fire hazard, and we think that once it happens for one resident, it's going to happen for another.
And many times, because people do not get approval from the office, they don't have the facts, they're not given the code, they're not told everything that needs to happen in order to do this, and then sometimes they have to have their structures taken down. So that's why fire and the dangers that it would cause is our primary reason for not wanting to see this variance allowed.
Any questions for this lady?
Ma'am, where do you live? You live next to it?
No, I don't. I live on Knight Street. I'm part of Neighborhood Watch in the community.
Okay.
Are you on this board that is
I just resigned from this board because of health issues. I no longer serve on the HOA board.
Were you on there at the time that they were asking for or were trying to get
No, because we don't have anything
office?
To do with that, so the office would not even share anything that people come to them and ask permission for. I did speak to the manager about it and asked him if he was going to be at the hearing tonight, and he said no, that's not their place because they did not build a structure on their property that was in violation of the setback. It was the owner who did that.
When we're all done, I'll give you another opportunity to speak. Okay, does anybody else have any other questions for this lady? Mr. Sharp?
Is the objection just to the sunroom or is it to the existing steps?
No, because the steps are like it has to do with the whole cycle of everything in the community. But we have lawn services come through and they have really big equipment, and once the houses get that close together, they're not going to go through because of the closeness to the equipment. So no, and the steps I don't think are going to cause the fire to jump. It's that 10 feet.
Okay, so you don't oppose the variance request for the existing steps,
No. You
oppose it for the sunroom?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Is that it?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Before I have you come up, I'm going to go to the operator. Before that, does anybody else want to speak? Okay. Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. I have Anne LaFleur on the line. Please state your name and you have the floor.
Hi, this is Anne LaFleur. I'm in 20 and I'm just calling you to test the line this evening.
Thank you, Anne.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application? Please dial 5-star.
Thank you. Ladies, if you would please come back up. I imagine you want to respond to that.
Well, I just want to say I don't think Alex understood exactly what we told him. We didn't go to the association. We went to the, when we moved into the park, there was no park manager. The park manager that sold us the home was at, I think it's called Whispering Pines. So that's where we met with him. So we told him we would like an addition and we would like a shed. And he said, you have to get the permits from the county. And we did submit to him the drawings. And he said, you have to do the drawings, you have to submit to the county. We did get a permit for the shed, so we had that put in, and then we went to do the then we did the county. So we didn't talk to the home association. We talked to the park manager, the man that sold us the home. We did not have a park manager at that time. And so then we just went on from there. And once the footers were approved, we thought, okay, we're great. So we didn't understand or know about the diagonal thing. The other thing is, and I didn't want to do this because I don't want to throw anyone under the bus. We have multiple pictures of other places where they haven't met the setback rules. And I didn't want to do this. When the county inspector was out, he told us there are quite a few variances in the park. I don't know if these people got them, if they didn't get them, but I really didn't even want to go there because it doesn't matter to me.
Can we check on that?
And if you wish to submit those into the record, we can. We have to keep them and mark them.
That's
but
fine.
You have a right to submit them if you wish.
Yeah, I'll submit them. That's fine.
I just want to ask one question. I just want to make sure I'm clear. I think it's already been asked. But this letter of agreement here, or no contest, or from Marion Torres, that's the neighbor directly right next door,
yes,
to the sunroom?
That's right next to us.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm...
It's not on the other side of the trailer. It's right next to where the sunroom's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yes, her addition ends and ours starts.
Ma'am, you said you did go to the homeowner association, or you didn't?
I didn't really talk to the homeowner association. I did talk to one of the board members about it, but it wasn't to get permission. And there was no form, written form, for us to fill out. We had the, I think Alex showed you with the three lots. We did submit that one. But later on, I think maybe 2 months ago, the current park manager did provide me with a form, which I didn't fill out because we're already going through all this. So that we didn't have a park manager, we didn't have a form. And I think that's where a lot of the miscommunication came in. Like I said, but once we had the footage approved, we thought, oh, we must have done everything right, but we didn't. Should I give these to you?
Like you can give this to Ms. Norwood there.
If there's previous variances, they must be older than what our computer layer shows. That one there looks like a withdrawn application, so I don't see any more current.
And that goes back to 2011?
About 2011, but it's possible we have
previous
record of older ones. Yeah.
We would like to take a look at these, though. Do you have any questions for these ladies?
I do not.
These are pictures of other places?
Yes. And they may have variances. We don't know if they do or if they don't.
I How large is your home?
Our home is what size?
70 by 14, I think it is.
70 by 14?
It's a brand new 2020. It was brand new when we moved into it. We bought it November 19th and it came into the park in October.
Mr. Sharp, the permit for the home says 16 by 76.
16. Thank you. I guess that leads to another question, if I may. When you, did you order the home to be there, or was, so that was something that was the landlord had put in before you had entered into a rental agreement of some sort?
Yes.
And do you own the home, or do you
rent? Yes, we own the home.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? If you ladies could have a seat if you'd like.
Thank you.
Yes. Please come forward.
I just want to add that the pictures that you board of the members just saw, there are tow structures that they are recently done. So that's where we start getting confused, like some of them, yes, but we are not.
Okay. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You would have to come up and be sworn in.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Shirley White, 36524 East State Drive, Myrtle Beach, Delaware. It's my family house.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. I applaud these two women raising their grandchildren. I think it's wonderful. But as far as the variance goes, my contract allows me a certain size lot. I pay for that every month. I always check. I cannot go either side because of respect to my neighbors. If everybody does a variance, everybody's lot is going to start getting smaller and smaller, but we're still paying for the same lot. So if I go to sell my house and my neighbor has a variance, my lot's now maybe 2 or 3 foot smaller, so the people that are buying my house are going to be buying my house on a smaller lot with the same monthly rent.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I'm just saying, if everybody goes for a variance, which I'm seeing that a lot more,
so
our lots are getting smaller.
So, ma'am, this should have no effect on the size of your lot.
This doesn't, but I'm just saying, I guess a precedence about a variance that I'm seeing it more and more in our community. So pretty soon everybody's going to have a smaller lot.
Do you know when there's been others in the community? Because when we, Ms. Norwood, checked what we have on the county, there's not been any in the last 10 years.
There was one, Jenny's.
Yeah,
I don't know her address. She's on Queen Street. They built a porch on the back, and I guess it went over too far, and that was just 2 years ago. And they had to also go and get a variance. I guess I'm just making a precedence, and I'm not trying to pick on these people because I think they're very nice people, and like I said, I applaud them for raising their grandchildren, but I'm just saying,
Now, that person there on their side that's saying it's okay to do it, what if she goes to sell her house and new people come in? Now, they're going to have a smaller lot. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Are there any questions? Ms. Lady?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anybody have any questions for anybody who spoke? We're good? No further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Can I just remind the board there's also the existing steps as well as the proposed sunroom, so two separate parts of this.
Two.
Well, there's technically three. There's two different variances related to the sunroom because the foyer area does require a small variance as well. But the existing part also needs a 0.3-foot variance.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12524 for the requested variances. All those that have been included for the sunroom, the foyer, and for the steps. I believe the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that it's the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12524 has been approved.